This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It's a Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock, and you know what that means. Two wonderful hours with Taylor Swift's biggest fan, the one and only Ross Tucker. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Rhea. How you guys doing?
Great.
So, Ross, holy cow, man. I heard your conversation with Angela yesterday. You jumped on with one of the latter shows. I think it was a midday show.
Midday show, yes.
There's so much that we want to talk to you about, but latest and breaking news comes via a podcast, the Von Miller podcast, of which Cowboys linebacker Micah Parsons is the guest. They talked a variety of things and then, of course, got into divisional conversation and then the upcoming matchup between the Eagles and Cowboys come Christmas Eve, which led into Jalen Hurts. And I don't want to play the whole exchange because I know you're now well-versed on it, but the first 15 to 20 seconds I found the most aggravating when Parsons turns the tables on Von Miller and asks Von, is it Hurts or the team? Let's listen to that exchange.
Is it Hurts or the team? I think it's a little bit of both, man.
It's system and team.
I think it's a little bit of both, man, because they got a great deep. They got a great offensive line, which helps Hurts. Hurts has A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. They got a good running game.
I mean, Miles Sanders.
They scheme that they have.
O-line. Yeah. I mean, bro, like, it.
Ross, your initial reaction?
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of them, actually. I don't think we'll do all 2 hours on this, but we probably could.
Yes.
Just based on my thoughts on it. You know, a couple different angles or tangents of this that we could take, right? Number one, we've been asking a lot the last couple weeks why the Eagles don't seem to be getting the national credit that they deserve and that we feel like they've earned. And I think the first thought I had was, that's why. Right or wrong, okay, that is sort of the perception about Jalen Hurts still. I mean, you guys know, because I'm an Odyssey insider or whatever, I do radio hits all over the country, and it's like they understand what Hurts is doing. They see the stats, but they don't watch every game and every snap like we do. And they remember what it was like in college. Remember what it was like last year. And by the way, Micah Parsons hasn't watched every Eagle snap. Not even close to it. Not even close to it. Almost everybody listening right now has watched more Eagles football than Micah.
Yes.
That's just the reality.
But he's really intelligent. He'll tell you that later about football. He knows it really well.
So anyway, I think the first thing is, and we could go on this for a while, is this is kind of the national perception. Is that, you know, it's a lot of team, and Hurts is part of it, but not the driving force. We can have that conversation. The second thing is, you know, you could take this as a real knock at Hurts if you want, and a lot of people probably will, or you could take it as a real compliment for the Eagles overall and the roster, because it's kind of rare to have a rival be like, man, the O-line, Miles Sanders. Like, he was kind of going down the line of – how good the Eagles are everywhere else. Mm-hmm. Do I think the people of Philadelphia will take it as a compliment? No, I do not.
No. Well, what he did was, when he referenced specifically Hurts, he was laughing and screamed, it's system and team.
It's system and team.
Exactly. Well, here's the biggest thing for me, okay? And I want to be very clear about this. As an NFL player, you have a job to do, And every time you go out there, you do it to the best of your ability. Let's say I was playing for the Eagles. Let's say I was Sayamalem, the right guard. I want to beat the Cowboys' brains in on Christmas Eve because they're the Cowboys, because it will lock up the NFC East, number one seed, all those things, right? But when a player does something like this, it changes it a little bit from I want to do my job and help us win to, boy, I hope I get a shot at that guy, a clean shot at that guy at some point in the game to shut him up. I hope he tries to spin inside on lane and I can put my helmet right in his kidney. And this, like, sounds bad. If you're driving with your kids to work, like, make sure they know this is a professional.
It's football.
Like,
we're all good with it,
it's
Ross.
Football. This is a professional. But, no, that is the difference. And this actually helped the Eagles.
It makes it more personal.
It does. It gives them, because whether we, you know, no matter how he meant it, right, they will take this. They all love Jalen. That's very clear.
Yeah.
The whole team loves Jalen. Sirianni loves Jalen. They will play this audio. They will take this as disrespect. Who does this guy think he is, saying our quarterback's just along for the ride and it's system, it's team? And so now some of those guys, maybe it's Landon Dickerson, maybe it's Mailata. Mailata actually seems to get a little annoyed.
He's chippy.
When things,
he's very chippy.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of that. But that now has crossed over from I want to hit him hard because it's my job to now I want to
send
really,
a message.
Yes, I want to punish him and shut him up. So that was very stupid for Micah to do that. Very stupid. I've never understood why guys want to do that. Let me just tell you, I never said anything like that. Usually because the guy I was going against was better than me.
Yeah.
And I didn't want him. I didn't want to give him any annoyed. I didn't want him to be angry at me. Like, I wanted, hey, just hopefully he's not going full throttle this game. I don't know why Micah said that, but it wasn't real smart.
Here was the other cut that was interesting, Joe. The one, I think it's enemies. Joe, I'll play it here. It was really interesting to me because he basically says in there he can't keep it inside of himself, which is kind of his job. So here's the one where he talks about that.
I'm not trying to make no enemies. I just love the game so much, and I understand it so much that, like, I can't, I when things are off, I just can't, like, hold it in. Like, I almost got to say something. Like,
why does he have to say anything, Russ?
He doesn't.
Yeah.
Thank you. Look, honestly, I've known him for a long time. I saw his third high school football game ever.
Wow.
I talked to him before his junior year of high school. And, you know, he had had a couple issues in school or whatever. And I just said, listen, man, you have 5 years to change your entire family's life. Because it was unbelievable how good he was. And I talked to his coach, and his coach said, can you talk to him? I said, yeah. I said, listen, you got two more years of high school, 3 years wherever you go to college, and your whole life will change forever. And he did it. You know, credit to him. He did it, and he's unbelievable. But he's not quite he's still a young person. That's the best way I can phrase it. He's still a very young person. I mean, this is his fourth year playing football since high school. He only played 2 years at Penn State because then they had the COVID year, and now it's his second year in the NFL. And you forget sometimes, Rhea, what is he, probably 22, 23 years
probably,
old?
Probably, yeah.
He shouldn't say it.
Yeah.
And we all know he shouldn't say it. And guess what? The Cowboys are going to tell him today he shouldn't have said it and that it wasn't real smart.
Does it make a difference because it was Von Miller? You think you're just chatting with a buddy and you kind of say more than you should?
1,000%.
Yeah.
That's the value of these player
podcasts. Yeah.
Player podcasts is, you know, you get them in a relaxed setting and you feel like you're probably doing it from home. I didn't see the setting, but you're probably doing it from your house. Maybe it's like Zoom or something. And you almost forget that everybody's going to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to what? That's really changed. You go into a studio or something, you kind of get your defense mechanisms up a little bit. But when you're talking to a current player, look, I have guys say stuff to me all the time before games or whatever that they would not want me to say on the air. But they know that I'm not going to say it on the air and it's not for public consumption. He kind of lost sight of that, I think.
Well, Ross, I mean, you kind of alluded to this a few minutes ago. Do you think there are many NFL players that in a relaxed situation would say something similar to what Micah Parsons just said about Hurts?
I don't think, John, it's just NFL players. I think it's everybody.
Really?
I think it's – and not – I don't mean every single person. I mean there's a lot of fans that feel that way. There's a lot of members of the media that feel that way. And let's not kid ourselves. Like, on some level, it is a compliment. I mean, he's saying that the team is awesome. The system's awesome. I think people see some of the plays that Patrick Mahomes makes, or even Justin Herbert the other night, or Josh Allen. And right or wrong, they don't see Jalen Hurts making some of those same
the
throws.
The sidearm passes.
Hurts. Yeah. Yeah. Hurts doesn't have a lot of throws, right, where it's like he's under pressure, he's about to get killed, and he throws 40 yards on a line. Hurts doesn't have the same arm as those guys do. What Hurts does, which I love, by the way, he's got beautiful touch on the ball, and Hurts throws it early enough that he throws a nice catchable ball. I mean, here's the thing about even that Giants game. We didn't talk about this yesterday. A.J. Brown had a drop.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Devontae Smith had a couple drops.
He threw one of the balls he threw to Devontae Smith, he threw before Smith came out of his, you know, his turn. I mean, that was a precision pass.
That would be like anybody. You know what we should do? We should almost come up with a reel of the drops and stuff, because anybody that thinks it's system, it's team, I don't think they realize there have actually been a decent amount of drops. Like, Hurts' stats could be even better, number one. Number two, he does have several special runs this year that are like wow runs that should be part of that MVP, you know, highlight reel as well.
Ross, among the many things we're going to talk about today, primarily Eagles, we're certainly going to get into more Jalen Hurts now that you've a lot of the things that you've just told us. But we're going to recap certain aspects of his success, what has led to it, certain things we haven't discussed, that Eagles blowout win over the Giants. We're not going to overlook the Bears. We'll discuss the Bears at a certain point in time. But our prize wheel topic, Ross, I need your answer to this.
Uh-oh.
So the prize wheel topic is things that you were wrong about, and the driving force is Jalen Hurts. So many were wrong about Jalen Hurts. Ross, as an analyst, was there a player that you were convinced was this and turned out to be something else, whether it be good or bad?
Well, absolutely. And I can tell you the first one that comes to mind for me is Carson Wentz.
Mm. Ooh.
I was wrong about Carson Wentz. I called both of his national championship games at North Dakota State. And so I met with him the day before the game. And I was really impressed by him. I mean, the second year, his senior year, he missed like the last six games and came back just for the national championship game with like a broken wrist. And I was like, Carson, I'm guessing you have an agent. Like, do they really think this is a good idea? You know, to come back and, you know, maybe he has a bad game or whatever. And he's like, I talked to him about it, and it was so important to me to be with my teammates and be out there. So I think, fooled by Carson on two levels. One, as a player, especially that 2017 year, I thought he would be the Eagles' franchise quarterback for a decade. But then even as a personality, the tough part of it for me is I never saw the other stuff.
Yeah.
He was always great to me, but I've had enough people tell me about the other stuff that I believe that I accept it as truth. I just never saw that. So I was wrong, I would say, about Carson, both on and off the field.
215-592-9494. We got Matt, Tim, Glenn, Self, and Malik. You want to ask a question to Ross Tucker? Get a spin on this wheel. Right now, we're discussing Eagles. We're discussing Jalen Hurts because we got another Dallas Cowboy saying he's a product of a system in the roster, not so much the talent and the growth of the quarterback himself. Perfect time to jump on board. Our time is 7:18. 7:25. What was that, Taylor Swift? It was probably a slow intro to one of her songs. It's a Ross Tucker Wednesday. Ross Tucker is with us, John Jonathan for Al Mangani, alongside Rhea Hughes. Francisco Rojas is in for Ava Graham. Now, our first Twitter poll question, we'll change it up at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. But, Francisco, before you give the who's winning the poll, I would love to hear Ross's, of the options, what he would pick. What do we have, Francisco?
All right, so the question was, is Jalen Hurts as good as his stats indicate? And
what are our three options?
Yes, no, or better than.
Ross, of those three options, which would you select?
Yes.
Yes, not better than.
I picked yes as well.
I don't think, I mean, his stats are awesome.
Yeah.
Well, no,
I
mean, no.
He's like first in every statistical category almost.
Well, the reason I chose better than as a third option is because, you know, as you know, the eye test tells you even more than his stat line would indicate in terms of the all the other intangibles that he's bringing in addition
right.
to his
and
growth
the
on the field.
I was talking about and stuff.
Right, exactly. So, Francisco, what's leading our poll right now?
So leading the poll is A, yes, at 80%.
Smart people.
80%, yeah.
You know what's funny, by the way? It's almost like, and it'll sound weird comparing these two, right? But you ever notice how, like, Tom Brady, there will always be people that will say, yeah, Tom Brady's good, but he never produces, like, highlight quality plays. You don't ever see a social media clip of Tom Brady, like, making a guy miss and then throwing a 50-yard strike. And it's like,
he's
oh,
methodical.
My gosh.
Yeah. Right.
Right, right. Yeah. You know why? Because he just throws it on time to the guy he's supposed to throw to. Hurts has some of that to him. Hurts doesn't have the spectacular because he makes the easy look easy. Like, he does the stuff you're supposed to do. And by the way, what Hurts is doing is much more sustainable than run around and throw a 70-yard bomb at that. Like, he's not going to get the highlight real plays. It's almost like, you know, Drew Brees or Kirk Cousins. Now, obviously, Hurts can run and Hurts is a better athlete and blah, blah, blah. But my point is, you don't like Cousins or even Matt Ryan, they've put up huge numbers, but they never really get that much credit. Because nobody ever sees them do something that makes them go, wow. And for Hurts, the wows still probably come more often with some of his runs than they do with his throws.
Ooh. Rhea Hughes at 7:25 a.m. on December the 14th.
Compared him to the GOAT.
Ross Tucker compares Jalen Hurts to Tom Brady.
You guys are unbelievable.
That would be unbelievable. Isolated. And played for Angelo tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. That's beautiful.
And you wonder why people don't want to talk to you guys. You wonder
I know.
Why,
you We're
wonder
not good
why
people.
Coaches and GMs don't want to come on the show.
We are not good people.
Matt's on WIP. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing good. What's Say up, hi Matt? To Ross.
Hey, Ross. Big fan, by the way. Ross, love
Thank you.
You.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. So, John, just a quick this wasn't my main point, but earlier you were saying you wouldn't trade Jalen Hurts for Pat Mahomes, one for one.
It was the guy on Fox Sports. Why am I drawing
Nick
Wright?
Wright, yeah.
Who said, you know, he was going on a whole rant, you know, comparing the MVP candidates and saying if the Eagles called the Chiefs, they would trade Jalen Hurts for Patrick Mahomes in a heartbeat. Just basically insulting what Jalen Hurts has accomplished by, you know, raising Patrick Mahomes even higher.
Well, I mean, if you're talking pure skill, I mean, as an unbiased fan, I would say Mahomes is definitely better.
Well, I know, but that wasn't the point, though. We understand that Patrick Mahomes is incredibly talented. He's entered the LeBron James conversation of MVP. Like, you could put him in the top three probably every year if he's healthy.
Right.
That doesn't mean he should win it every year.
And listen, as a sports talk show host, I would enjoy his family being here.
And can I – let me say one thing about that real quick,
sure.
too. Okay? Number one, he's got Andy Reid. He's got one of the two or three best tight ends of all time in Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. They have a very good offensive line, actually. And until this year, he had Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
And also
– system quarterback.
I'm not saying the Eagles – I'm not saying the Eagles wouldn't rather have Mahomes. All I'm saying is all of the quarterback run stuff that is impossible to defend, that is a big part of why the Eagles are so successful, whether it's Hurts running – or handing the Sanders off of it, or throwing off of it, that's not Mahomes. You're not going to run design quarterback run stuff with Mahomes. So I'm not saying that they wouldn't do it. I'm just saying there are elements that they would really lose and miss if they had Mahomes instead of Hurts.
Hmm. Matt, let me get you a spin on the prize wheel. I need something you were wrong about.
I was one of the guys that said Nate Sudfeld should start over Nick Foles in 2017.
Oh, wow.
God.
But you know what? See, you're not that crazy, because if you actually remember after, I forget when it was, but didn't Jeffrey Lurie reference that game?
He did.
That Sudfeld was amazing in that game.
He said it was great. Congratulations, Matt.
That's right.
You want a Hand in Stone massage and facial gift card for a 50-minute massage or facial at Hand in Stone. HandinStone.com.
So, Ross, I want to, you know, because I had mentioned to you, you know, Ross and I kind of go back and forth on what we're going to talk about. And I had said to you, I want to bring up the coaching, which you really wanted to get into. And you just referenced that this offense that they have put in place around Jalen Hurts would not work with Patrick Mahomes. So let's talk a little bit about like Nick Sirianni and Shane Steichen and what they've been able to create, an offense that really, if they'll throw on you when they feel like it, they'll run on you when they feel like it.
It's incredibly impressive. And I think I tweeted during the game at Ross Tucker NFL, and you guys, WIP, retweeted it. I really don't know what defenses are supposed to do at this point. Let's do the math, okay? If you want to have an extra guy in the box to stop the run, which you need to do because Hurts is a running threat, otherwise you're a man down. Do the math. They have a front seven. Eagles have the O-line, and then they have the running back, the tight end, and Hurts. That's eight guys. If you just want to have two deep safeties because you're worried about the pass, they have an extra guy. So then you have to put that extra safety into the box so that it's 8 for 8. If you do that, you have one safety in the middle of the field, which means your two corners on the outside are essentially, yes, there's a safety middle of the field, but essentially one-on-one on the outside with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Good luck. I mean, honestly, I don't want to say it's that simple, but it's almost that simple that when Steichen and Jalen and Sirianni, when they see two deep safeties, they're going to run it on you because that's the math. When they see that you have one deep safety and the other guy's in the box to stop the run, they're going to throw it to A.J. Brown as well as Devontae Smith because they know your corners probably aren't good enough to cover those guys man-to-man. It's why this is the best Eagles football team of my lifetime. Now, that doesn't mean, okay, that they'll win the Super Bowl. Anything can happen in a one-game scenario. But I've been I remember the first time I went to the vet in 84 or 85, I'll never forget, they would take jaws out on third and long,
yes,
to bring in rookie Randall Cunningham.
Yes.
And the whole crowd would go crazy.
Yep.
Imagine now you only put a quarterback in on 3rd and 10 or more, or 3rd and long.
It was insane.
So anyway, that was my first. So I've been watching the Eagles for however many years, and I played against the Eagles like 2002, 2003, 2004, when they were really, really good. I think this is the best team they've had.
The opening drive that they had against the Giants, 15 plays, it was 12 passes, 3 runs, and I think Jalen Hurts threw to 7 different guys on that. Like, that type of drive, what does it say to the other team when it's the opening drive?
Oh, you know what? I mean, it really is. Yeah. I mean, it's those drives are not easy.
Yeah.
You know, all you need is one penalty or one drop or one something, one tackle for loss, and it kind of throws you off schedule. It's why, by the way, the Eagles are so designed to stop chunk plays, because they know how hard it is to have, like, whatever it was, 15 plays or that long of a drive. Very, very difficult. But 7 different guys catch the ball? I mean, it's just unbelievable that they execute at this high of a level. And on some level, it's what Micah Parsons talked about. It is the system and the team. But you still have to have a guy pulling the trigger and executing it. And that's been Hurts. And he hasn't had a bad game yet. I'm trying to think, like, what's even his worst stretch? He hasn't had a bad full game. I mean, I guess,
like, the worst team game was obviously the
Washington, but he wasn't the worst player on the field.
Yeah, remember A.J. Brown had that drop in his hands. Quez Watkins had the drop. So,
and they were never on the field. The offense was never on the field in that game.
Right, exactly. Yeah, he hasn't had a bad game. And in the games where the team was bad, he was by far their best player. It's amazing.
Exactly.
Tim in Pennsville's on WIP. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Ross, what's going on?
What up?
Talk to you again. the old Schuylkill Valley guy here.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. So, anyways, just want to talk about, you know, all this with Parsons talking about Hurts and everything. I think, first off, I think any Pennsylvania guy from the area that goes to Dallas, Dallas has a needle to suck their brain out, so they say stupid things.
So, wait a minute. You know I played
yes,
there, right?
I wasn't going to point that out.
You know, I started for the Cowboys on Thanksgiving against the Redskins.
Yeah, and remember they took part of your brain out when you went down there.
Maybe that's why I'm okay on the radio.
Yes, there you go.
There you go. But anyways, with Jalen, to me, he's an old soul. He's a young man, and I think his maturity level goes way beyond what most gentlemen his age. So, I mean, it doesn't bother him, so it doesn't bother me. I know for fans, we want to see the accolades, but I think he's more worried about success than accolades, which goes to the maturity of the young man.
Tim, let me get you a spin on this wheel. I need something that you were wrong about.
Well, this is going back. I'm 60 years old. I remember I didn't even get this fight because I thought for sure Buster Douglas had no way of beating Mike Tyson.
Wow.
Let him knock him out.
That's a great one.
Well, we were at a comedy shop in Wilmington at the night, and the comedian said, "Hey, Buster Douglas just knocked out Mike Tyson," and he got the biggest laugh over that. Then he actually did the rest of his jokes, and he was like, "No, that's the truth. He really did knock the guy out." So, yeah.
That's something many of us were wrong. Tim, hang in there. You have won a Keith Jones autographed card. 215-592-9494. By the way, our Twitter poll question brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Looking to buy or lease a new Silverado? Armin Chevy is your Silverado truck headquarters. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Lots more with Ross Tucker to come, as well as your phone calls. It's 737. Welcome back, everybody, to the WIP Morning Show on this Ross Tucker Wednesday. Ross, do you have in your collection of music the Christmas album, or one? I don't know if she has multiple or not, of Taylor Swift?
So, number one, I didn't even know she had one. I've never heard that song before in my life.
You're not a big fan, are you?
I didn't know. I didn't know that she had that. Also, I think the only two pieces of music I ever actually purchased in my life were the Rocky IV soundtrack. I got that CD.
Is that the Eye of the Tiger one? Yeah.
Yeah, and I got Phil Collins, like Best of Phil Collins, because I wanted In the Air Tonight.
Oh, my God.
So that when I was at Wyomissing High School running around the track, I had my Discman, which was crazy annoying because your Discman would, like, skip while you were running. But that's honestly the only music I think I've ever bought. All my friends, there you go. There you go, Joe. All my friends would make fun of me because I just like the radio. Like, I like not knowing what song was coming up. So I would just listen. In Reading, it was called Y-102, and my buddies would call me Ross Y-102 because they claimed it was the same 10 songs over and over and over again.
There you go.
It was good enough for me. I don't know.
So when you were running around the track with the CD Walkman, which would skip every time it would bounce off your hip, did you at a certain point start to hold it like ahead of you so it wouldn't skip?
Exactly. Yeah, it was not a real efficient process. It was not good. You actually were better off just having an old tape, like a cassette.
Right.
Yeah, like this song right here. Yeah. Like, see, right now, like, you're taking me back to a place. State champ for sure. No way anybody's beating us. Like, so awesome.
Now, you know, in the days of the dating life of Ross Tucker.
Oh, wow.
Peak Ross Tucker. Yeah, did you utilize songs like this? You know, Enter a Room? You know.
Yeah, I don't think he was using this song to set the mood.
The Air Tonight's perfect, right?
John, I'm from Reading, bro. All you need to do is wear your letter jacket. You're good.
Wow.
I mean, why do you think half the guys even were on the team? Just the letter jacket. Mid-90s, get the letter jacket, give it to a girl, bestow it upon her, and you're probably in pretty good shape.
Crazy how important the letter jacket was?
Oh, for Ross, it's
honestly,
like Tom Cruise.
Know,
it's all the right moves.
You know how I figured it out,
Rhea? Yep.
My sister is 4 years older than me.
Ah.
And all she wanted was a letter jacket. That's all she wanted.
That's how I got it for track. So yeah, I know. It was the most important thing in the world.
No.
She wanted it from a guy.
She wanted a guy's letter jacket.
Yes. Gotcha.
Yes. It didn't really even matter if she liked him or whatever. She just wanted.
Yeah, I
like,
wasn't getting a guy
jacket.
Because I had a letter jacket.
So wait,
wasn't working
Hold
that
on.
Way.
Ross, are you telling us that at a certain point, peak Ross Tucker, the selling point. Would you like to wear my leather jacket?
Letter, not
leather. Letter, you idiot.
What?
Oh, letter.
Oh, I thought it was leather.
Oh, I'm so, no. I've never.
What do you mean? Oh, you, oh, the football
John,
letter.
John, where did you grow up,
well,
John?
I'm just asking. I thought he said leather.
Ross, I
John,
have
are you
never.
From Manhattan? Are you from New York City?
Been no. more embarrassed in my entire life over a person.
Don't worry, we're not in the same room. It's all right.
That is funny.
That'll be line of the day.
I feel like you're leading up to something, John. Just get to the point.
Well, I'm just.
I know these are leading questions to something. You're trying to trap me again.
Did you showcase the jacket like when you would strut? If you were trying to impress, you know, like, you know, you're trying to. You know, you're like, hey, how you doing? Look,
John,
like
all
my jacket?
All I had to do
peacocking
was,
Ross.
No, like, no, I would just go to the Berkshire Mall and I'd have my all county t-shirt on with the letter jacket. Or, you know what was really money?
Yeah.
Was high school basketball. Because then they can actually see your face and you're like at the foul line. You can wink at the other team's cheerleaders. Like, basketball was way better. I distinctly remember high school basketball. This is in the mid-90s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having to look in the stands, and my buddies would point at somebody, so I knew where the party was after the game. This is before cell phones.
Nice.
So, like, you couldn't just, like, call your parent, like, your buddy's houses, because then they'd be like, oh, Dave.
They couldn't talk to you? They would wait till you got to the free throw line?
No, well, I didn't know. They didn't know until that night. Like, they didn't know whose parents were going to be away.
Interesting way of communicating and why
yeah,
I'm
so
missing.
I would look up in the stands, and they would, like, point at one of them. Because if you wait till after the game and you called Dave's house, Dave's parents would say they were at George's. Guess what?
Weren't at George's.
I knew for sure they weren't at George's, right? Like, they weren't telling their parents where they really were. So rather than driving around for 30 minutes, I wanted them to let me know, like, where I was going after the game.
Now, I apologize, Ross, but I do have one more follow-up question to encapsulate this period of Ross Tucker's life.
Oh,
when
God.
The moment came, when, you know, dependent on the weather, I suppose, when you removed that jacket, were there cut-off sleeves?
No, because why would I have cut-off sleeves if I was wearing the letter jacket?
The gun
letter
show.
Jacket is in the winter and fall when it was cold. So, no, probably not. I mean, spring and summer, I probably wore my fair share of sleeveless. Yes, cut off sleeves. Probably.
I can't get over the leather jacket comment.
I thought he said leather. I'm going to curl up in a ball during
gonna,
the commercial
we're gonna
break.
Save you
John,
here.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Northeast Philly.
Okay, so maybe that's
I should be aware
city,
of this.
But you're in the city, right? So maybe high school.
You thought I was Fonzie.
Big a deal. Yeah, I got it. I can see that.
All right, I'm going to save you.
All right.
So we've been doing a thing, you know, you have to apologize to somebody. So
prize wheel.
On our prize wheel. So I'm going to do, and I could never get away with this with Angelo here.
What's
I'm going to apologize, even though I'm praying that he gets a head coaching job because he still does drive me crazy. Jonathan Gannon's defense this year has been, I mean, what do they have, 49 sacks?
Yeah, most in the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, what he's doing with, I mean, the players who are, you know, Reddick, Hargrave, Sweat, I mean, Cox, since he had those 70 snaps in that Washington game, and then, Jordan Davis got injured and they had to bring in all these guys, the rotation, what Jonathan Gannon is doing with this defense, what are you seeing?
All sights.
They have an embarrassment of riches along the D-line right now. An absolute embarrassment. I mean, I always read the snap counts from the games. None of these guys are even playing like 30 snaps.
Yeah, what's his name? Brandon had 29.
Yeah, and 3 sacks. It's unbelievable how fresh they're able to keep these guys, and such a good thing and a good sign for when they get to the playoffs. You know, it's funny. You know, we've talked a lot about Hurts and first impressions and how it takes a lot to overcome that. Gannon's in the same boat because a lot of people kind of made up their mind about Gannon. So even though the defense has been fantastic this year, between the perceived softness last year and even like the opener against the Lions, there are still people that are kind of fighting the Gannon thing. There are still people that don't really want to give him credit. But he's going to get a head coaching job.
No,
he got interviewed for a bunch last year. I'd be surprised. Like the word is out on him. He's very impressive.
Well, the way you just phrased that, I mean, there are in the last two wins over the Giants and the Titans, there are many who are saying, well, you know, that's defense is so successful because really the Giants aren't as good as the record indicates, nor are the Titans. What would you say to something like that? Do the Titans and Giants have formidable offenses that Gannon just out-schemed?
No. They have very average pedestrian offenses that Gannon destroyed.
Okay.
That's how I would describe it.
Okay. Glenn.
Assistant Coach of the Year, Jonathan Gannon. Yes!
Thank you, Nick Sirianni.
That was Nick, yes.
Glenn in Center City's on WIP. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. Let me just say this one thing about this. Those leather jackets. When you got all public, I went to Bartram, and we had the half of day. That means he was all public. So that was he was like the big wig one in high school.
Glenn, I grew up two blocks from Bartram. Not well.
Okay, yeah, you went to CYR Barney's, right?
Yes, I went to Barney's. Yep.
Okay, good. Yeah. But the thing about I'm sitting here. I was on a whole watching Hawaii 5-0, the old one. Those cars were so long. Those cars had to be like 15 feet long. I'm looking at. I mean, these cars are when they go to stop, the brakes don't even hold the
Glenn,
the
where?
Car.
What are you watching old episodes of Hawaii 5-0 on?
On that's the app on Fireset called Gamers. They have like all the old shows. They have Hawaii 5-0, the Flintstones, the Jetsons, Johnny Quest, Johnny Sacco and his Flying Robots, Speed Racer. I love it. That's all I watch. But anyway,
I tell you, legend.
Let me get back to the Cowboys. You know, I don't hate the Cowboys. It's just that their fans are just so obnoxious. They think all their players are the best. I'm arguing with this Cowboy guy yesterday, and he's going to tell me that Parsons is better than Lawrence Taylor. I said Lawrence Taylor changed the game. Parsons only in his second year. Like, stop comparing. Like, their players are not the best. He's like Jerry Rice is not better than Michael Irvin. Come on, stop. He's the golden receiver. Stop. They're just so obnoxious.
Yeah, well, the local-born Cowboys fans certainly lack several brain cells. So, I mean, it's not their fault, Glenn. They can't help it. Glenn, I want you to get a spin on the wheel, though. I need someone who you were or something you were wrong about.
Before I give you my thingy, let me just ask Ross one quick question about when offenses line up in a formation and two guys, like, they don't set and then they snap the ball and it's a penalty against the offense, why is that? Because a lot of times you see wide receivers running the jet screen. Like the jet stream when they snap the ball, he's in motion.
You're only allowed to have one guy in motion at the snap of the ball. Only one guy can be. So you can do what they call like a trade and have two or three guys move, but then they all have to get set, and only one guy can be moving laterally. He cannot be moving forward. He has to be moving laterally. They're not allowed to move forward towards line of scrimmage. This isn't the CFL. You got to be moving laterally when the ball snapped, and the answer is that's just the rules. I don't know why they made that the rule, but that's been the rule forever.
What were you wrong about, Glenn?
I was wrong about I thought the Flyers were going to be a playoff team and be in contention to get to the playoffs.
This year?
Oh.
They started off good. They started off good.
Let's give Glenn a spin on the wheel. The 2022-23 Flyers, I suppose, would fit that category. Number 10, congratulations, Glenn. You won a $50 gift certificate to Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company. Go to welovecrabcakes.com for a location nearest you. 215-592-9494 is how you get involved. Get a spin on the wheel. If you haven't heard what a certain Cowboys linebacker had to say about Jalen Hurts, I'm sure Rhea Hughes is about to fill you in. A lot more to get into with Ross Tucker. If you have a question, perfect time to jump on board. It's 7:56.